regarding the halakha of listening to somebody make a beracha, for example, of hamotzi, and listening and eating the bread. The Ben Ish Chai writes in Parashat Emor that if a person sticks the food in his mouth after a beracha, he should not talk until he swallows part of the food. Just because he put it in his mouth does not give him permission yet to talk anything. He has to take it in his mouth, keep quiet until he swallows it. Actually, the Ben Ish Chai, he goes a step further and says, it's quite proper not to talk until you eat the kizayit, which means the shi'ur that one is supposed to eat. But that already is a qumrah. But the law says one should not talk until at least he swallows. However, halakha does say, once he puts it in his mouth, if he did talk, he does not have to make another beracha. Meaning, if he said the hamotzi, he put the food in his mouth and did not swallow yet, and he started to talk. Halakha says the beracha counts and he continues to eat, he does not have to make another beracha. As a matter of fact, halakha says that once a person puts the food in his mouth even before he swallows, and he hears a beracha from somebody else, he can answer amen. So long as the food went into his mouth, even if he didn't swallow yet, he can answer amen. But of course he would not be able to talk, divarim haitzonim, he would not be able to talk other things. Now we discuss a case that the Ben Ish Chai writes, where the botseya, the person that's making the hamotzi, said hamotzi lechem min ha'ares, and right after that, he talked before he ate. But the people listening did not. They listened to the beracha and they were silent. Halakha says they fulfilled their obligation with his beracha and they're able to eat, while the botseya will have to make another beracha because he talked even before putting the food in his mouth. But the people that are listening are okay. This happens a lot of times on Friday night when the botseya doesn't know the law. So he says, "Amotzi lechem min ha'ares," and he starts to cut the bread, and before he even puts it in his mouth, words come out of his mouth. He's talking. The people do not have to make another beracha, since they were silent from the beginning. There's another case that he concludes with, and he says, "Ve'im sachu ha'mesubim le'achar she'ta'am ha'botseya." Let's say another case, where the Baal HaBayit made the beracha, and he ate. And after he ate, the misubim, the people listening, started to talk. Halakha says they continue to eat the bread, they don't have to make another beracha. Since they didn't talk until after the Baal HaBayit put it in his mouth, they shouldn't have talked, but the beracha is okay. So let's review quickly the halakhot that we discussed today. Halakha number one says you shouldn't talk l'katahila until you swallow the food. Any food. Halakha does say, however, once the food went into your mouth, you can answer amen to berachot. And you can answer amen to kaddish. Halakha number two is, if the botseya, he spoke before he put the food in his mouth, that does not affect the misubim. They're still able to listen to the beracha and not talk and eat their food, they don't have to make another beracha. If the misubim talked after the botseya put the food in his mouth, also halakha says they do not have to make another beracha.